Randy.
Aye.
Mr. Hayes.
Yes.
How are you, Jason?
I am fine.
We worked on, there's two things, I'll go ahead and jump in and Ron can correct or elaborate, whatever's correct. We have decided in fiscal year 2012, we're going to combine departments 245 and 250 statutorily. If we can, we are, which it looks like we can. So we are working on a combined budget now, okay? Mm-hmm. What we've done since then is went through this and got close. And what we want to do is let you know where the changes occurred and let for you to give us some feedback.
Okay.
And that way it may speed up the process a little bit. So in the revenue side, which is the top part of your budget, we noticed we understated revenues a little bit, okay? From the aspect of this, if you want to go to the front, just so you can follow along, there is two main areas that we changed. The marine sales tax, which is down, if you go to 250 dash, or the 90-001,
right here.
That revenue number is 30,000. You should have zero.
Right.
It actually is 30,000. Okay? We have been understating that revenue. So that's one area.
Actually, for some reason, according to Rick, we did not collect that from the state. So we're going to go after it. They owe it. That's statutory.
The next item we added in there was the CDBG grant for Boys Camp Road. We believe we'll be seeing revenues in 2012 for that. Don't you agree?
It should be, yes.
Okay, because it's we're, well, I know we reflected the expenses, so we had to do the, and so we put $225,000 in that as a revenue stream, okay? So what we came up with total revenues, Randy, and that's based off a $6.5 million sales tax collection. The total revenues, Ron, you tell me if I'm wrong, is $8,119,800. Okay. So that's the starting point we've got. All right? Now, there's a...
Well, and there were some other changes there that we haven't shared with you on revenues, but that's not important. It's the bottom line for revenues.
So, we brought over salaries, and we are budgeting, so you know, $2.2 million in total salaries. Okay?
This is our starting point.
Right. Now, one thing that you've been hearing in the news, and we've had some conversation, is about the word transfers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what we are doing in 2012 is, if there's a person that's doing a majority of work or half their work as it relates to road and bridge, we're going to be paying part of the salary out of this department and part out of another. We're going to do dual paying. So you'll pick up what we're going to be calling... legal contract labor, okay? We do a lot of legal work, obviously, and in lawsuits and all that, easements, things like that, that GCR has been paying for or transferring to you guys, and it just goes to a line item that's overspent. So we put in $100,000 in legal contract labor in that labor section also. So 2.2 plus the 100,000, okay?
That also helps as far as if we're going out for bid on such things. I mean, part of that's got to come out of our budget as well as the other.
Well, and what in that $2.2 million in salaries, that's where we added some purchasing labor, things like that.
All right.
I'm going to move down then to a couple sections that we've made some adjustments. Not a lot, but... I believe we left alone here your office expenses.
Okay.
You show $25,600? $26,500. I know you're dealing with two pages, I know. Total?
Actually, he should have one that says combined. That
it was not reconciled properly what he's working off of.
What I've got, total office expenses, $26,000 even.
Okay, we'll take your number.
It's 26.
That's what I put in as far as the request. Now, when I've done this, of course, this was back mid-month, and I was double-checking what we actually, see that coincide with our actual last run date.
Put that on quiet, Ron. Thank you.
I think we can stay within budget on that because our last run date, we've only, our expense was 21. So, I mean, that.
So, give me your running totals here, legal notices, stuff like that. What do you got in those line specific line items? Just give me totals.
Legal notice, right now we've got 1990.
Oh, no. Just give me your totals for requests for 2012.
Oh, okay.
Because it's less than what we've got, Ron, and we'll take the less.
Let me go back.
Randy, let me
read to you.
We got legals 1,000.
Okay, there I didn't put anything in there because anything I wasn't sure about, mm-hmm. I didn't actually put anything in there, but you got 1,000. I've got 200 under postage.
Can I just go run a copy of this and work from? Yes or no?
I mean, what we're dealing with is the same thing we've done before, is that we're all over the board with the numbers. How about we do this? Let's give you subtotals. I want to get to some meat and potato lines here, and we'll give you a copy of what we're working off of. But if you want to just let you know, we're going to take his 26,000. Let me just look at that real fast. What do you got here? Because I don't know where you got your... you got 1,000, 200, 7,500, 10,000, 300. We put 7,500 for software support, and you put zero.
That adds up to 26,500.
And then he left 8,000. No, he put 8,000 in computer software, and we put it at zero. So we did it. We just did it in different line items. So we're going to leave it. We're going to leave it at the 26,500 because
26,500 is the total, right there,
right.
Randy.
Randy, that's your total for the total office expenses. It's going to be 26,500.
Run down to equipment expense.
Okay.
Go ahead, Jim.
All right. Hand tools, we put down 1,000.
I requested 2,000.
Okay.
Randy, we've got X amount of dollars, and we've made some tentative cuts, and that's what they are. And that's what we, and we can just run through these very quickly. You don't even have to write them in. We'll,
there's some, the equipment repair, we put at 146. If there's some major thing that you're saying there's no way, you need to say, Jim, there's no way, or Ron, okay? 146 is what we've got for that number.
Those were the changes. That's all the changes we had under equipment.
That's all I show is the changes. And I show that's total equipment expense at $365,500 for the total.
Correct.
$365,000?
Uh-huh. I didn't make any other changes in there unless you want to make some reductions there.
No, whoa. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Do you see some reductions in there?
Well, if we reduce that to only 146, then we're not looking at 365.
Yeah, that's...
No, we'd be looking at 465.
Okay, let me go through because I've got 365. Okay.
I've got 365 written in, but that's not right.
Okay, 146, you see that number. For equipment repair, I show $1,000 for office equipment. I show $100,000 for vehicle maintenance. I show zero for truck tarps. $100,000 for equipment purchases.
Hold it. That's where I've got. That's my difference. I've got 200.
Is that possible? That's where Danny threw that in there.
I was hoping to start replacing some pickups of that type of vehicles. We're heavy equipment. We're good shape. I mean, we can
so
do
it's
all
pickups?
Right. It's pickups that we're getting some high mileage, some well used. That
our point was to make budget.
Right.
And then look at,
we did that. We could come back. We have additional dollars, and it's a budget.
Right. Okay. So you would like to see how much added for pickup trucks?
Now there's probably four I'd like to replace.
Wasn't there also? Help me out just a second here.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere else, just in the last few days, we found another 150, 60, 70. What was that, Jim? Because I haven't added it back in.
I'm not thinking right now.
So four vehicles at 20,000 each is 80,000. You're saying you'd like to see 80,000?
Well,
or more.
Put in 200. I wasn't sure if we're going to be able to start replacing some dump trucks, that type of stuff. Because every year we get a little farther behind, a little more mileage on them, and okay. they're going to be expensive. If I can start doing that on a smaller basis, not buy six, seven, I mean, replace maybe two or three.
Well, let's get through the bottom of this and tell you where we're at, and we might be able to throw some money back in there.
All right.
Safety equipment's at 7,000, GIS mapping at 10,000. Okay?
Carpentry 500. Oh, everything else is the same.
Carpentry 500, that's where we got the
365. 365.5.
I put $1,000 in mileage in the next subsection, $1,000 in training, and total of 2,000 for that. Is that different dramatically?
It raises it up by 1,600.
But we have expenses. We know we do. Right. We sent you guys to Kansas City and didn't.
Right, we're going to have some.
So we need to have it in there.
Okay. We're going to jump down to the significant stuff. The loggers, workman's comp, unemployment, that's going to be calculated in there. We're assuming that's correct. So it's 265, 175, and 25,000 is what we put on those three lines. We put the road striping at 40,000.
Ooh.
Go down two lines from there on.
Gotcha.
And that's what I requested. Okay. A little more than we did last year because we left didn't it quite the same. Cover.
Go down to the bond. The bonds go down. There's zeros, and then go to bonds for 250.
Right.
Insurance at 80,000. Then property fire at 25,000. Vehicle insurance at 70,000. Permits and recording fee 1,000. Mm-hmm. Service charges 5,000. Buildings and grounds 10,000. Signage 20,000. Skip a line, that's zero for sub. $100 for title fees, $8,000 for personal property acquisition.
I didn't put anything in there.
Yeah, we put $8,000 because we're at 60. You know, we're
the budget that came to us had $8,000 in it.
That's what we had.
Okay. Well,
Rick must have added that.
Transfer to GCR for administration, we have that at $25,000.
Okay.
And that, just so you know, it's the treasurer, the auditor.
Actually, the 250-50-071 is transferred to county insurance.
Yeah.
My question is, following yesterday's meeting and the new insurance we have, I believe we're going to do away with the county insured fund that we have.
Mm.
I don't think we're going to have that expense. I believe it'll come directly out of your salaries, but let's leave that there and then move on.
Yeah. Moving on, just $25,000 for engineering services, $25,000 for electricity, $9,500 for heating and fuel, then $250, $25,000 for plumbing and electrical, for lubrication, $400 for sewer, $5,000 for cleaning solvents. Here's the change, $650,000 for cold mix, hot mix. What's your thoughts on that? Is that what you requested? What did you request?
I left that one the same at $750.
How would that affect us?
It
It'll cause us to not make budget?
Well, what we done last year, we operated $300,000 less on that line item combined with the road oil line item to offset some other.
Okay. Well,
it's always going to run over. So
let's go with the total, and you tell me how we're looking.
But we'll do that, and we'll
okay.
brace it against revenues, and then.
Right. $8,000 for concrete, $10,000 for culverts, $5,000 for fences, $10,000 for guardrail, $2,800 for lumber. That was something we reduced, I think.
Okay.
$15,000 for rentals. That was something we reduced also. Is that functionally possible?
Yeah.
It's going to be tight.
Yeah, I think we can work with that.
Road materials, we have $40,000. Is that what you had, Randy?
Yeah, okay. I got 40,000.
This is a big one.
Here's a big one. Road oil, I have it 700,000. What do you put it at?
I increased that to 850 for the reason anticipated hoping to do 60 mile, if we're going to maintain pretty much like we've done this year, I mean, yeah, we can reduce with less. I mean, we'll just be doing less. We actually spent less than that this year. So,
rock chips, we have at 600,000. What do you have?
I left that at 600,000.
Okay, so hey, we agreed to that.
That's all of our aggregate materials.
Right. 10,000 for field dirt, 100,000 for salt, 3,500 for steel. Fuel at 375.
I got the at 350.
Well, you were already close to it. Yeah, we went up because the fuel cost, and you're already at that number already.
Well, I'm at 350. You're at 375.
What are you? Do you have year to date numbers? You don't have those numbers. We got that number from.
We'll see what we
spent. We increased it because of we thought you were already close to that number.
Yeah, we. Right now, at this run date, we spent $382,000, about $383,000 already.
So, we up to $375,000. Okay. Next line item is $50,000 for mechanic parts, tools, $10,000 for surveys. The next numbers are formulas, and I'll tell you what the numbers are. It's $125,000, $660,000, and $500,000.
Ho, ho, ho.
These are the same?
Those are, no.
What?
No.
So what?
I've got 100, 600, 450.
Let me tell you why I changed them. It's a formula because when we changed them on the other GCR, it automatically changes in my spreadsheet now.
All right, that moves 100 stays the same.
No, it goes to 125.
125.
Then it goes to 660. And the other one's 500. Right.
Yep.
Drug testing is 2,000. Okay. Then we skip on a couple, and we have 10,000 for bond reimbursement, 15,000 for shop supplies and trash pickup, and then the Boys Camp Road expense is 225. Total.
No, we added a line. 250,50,048. Transfer to GCR 25,000.
I have that already. I mentioned that earlier.
No, what you mentioned earlier was transfer to insured.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I put it in 248. I put it up there.
So, anyway.
I've transferred GCR for admin and transferred to county insured.
Okay.
Both at 25,000.
We're set then. What's your subtotal on that?
My subtotal on that is $4,990,800.
$4,990,800. Okay.
Yep. Then we'll go, let me just go on
to this. Yeah, because this wasn't in there.
Right. Yeah, that wasn't in the budget.
The next part,
The Social Security part is 180,000. Medical co-part is 365. County, the county uniform, 25,000. Subtotal of total employee benefits is 570,000. All right, here it goes. Total expenditures, $8,254,800. That is exactly $135,000 more than we're bringing in.
$135,000. Okay.
So, that's where we are at this point. Now, what we can do, Randy, what I can do is I could print this out for you so you can see the newest, what I'm working off of from. What Ron's written down.
Okay, that's.
Would that be a help?
Yeah, that would be a big help because.
How much did you say that your difference was?
$135,000.
Okay. What do you show in revenues?
Total revenues, $8,119,800.
That's a mighty big difference.
And do you have? What do you have?
A little over $7,000. Okay, 6.5, we've left at 6.5.
Correct.
Then we've got 50,
uh-huh.
300,
yep.
106.
Oh, road and transfer to road and bridge, 25,000. I have 245. The line item is...
I don't have any 245s.
I'm sorry. I had it combined because...
Go ahead. Tell me what it is.
I show 84-012. It says transfer to road and bridge.
What's the amount on it?
25,000. This is when road and bridge covers the transfer station.
Okay. What we've done is we've combined the two funds, so there won't be any transfers between the two.
Transfer station. No, transfer station.
I thought you said to Road and Bridge.
Yeah, transfer station is going to...
Trust.
No, no, not from Road and Bridge, but from the transfer station's transferring into Road and Bridge as a revenue. Because that's a separate entity. Because when they cover the weigh station or trucks or pushing trash or whatever, it's a revenue stream.
So transfer from transfer station.
Transfer from transfer station to Road and Bridge. Now, we're hoping that goes away if we shift some employees. I mean, we have to talk to Randy about that in just a few minutes.
Well, that still doesn't give anywhere near what we need.
Okay, well, I'll keep
on
going.
Let's move on.
Motor vehicle sales tax, 150.
I've got 106.
106 is what we budgeted, but we actually came up to 150 because that's what we were at.
Keep moving.
Vehicle fee increase to 120.
Got it.
850 for cart gas tax.
850?
850,000. And we had numbers to prove that.
Got it.
7,000 for flood control. Mm-hmm. 75,500 for reimbursed national forest.
Yes.
75,000 for interest income. $2,000 for right-of-way bonds. And then I bet then that's the rest of you got. Should be 30, 225, and 10.
Total is?
8,119,800.
We need to be where?
8,119,800.
Oh.
Or 136,000.
But where, I mean, our expense right now, what we've got calculated is?
8,254,800.
Okay.
So you're 135,000 too much. Now, in that, can you copy that one? Put that little button, push that push. Wrong to push. You can let go. I mean, the challenge is this. We have 100,000 less in equipment. With still being over, we have 100,000 less in equipment. We have 100,000 less in coal mix. And we have 150,000 less in road oil. I mean, we cut everything and still over by 100,000. So what I want to do is print this for you,
okay,
and you go sharpen your pencil.
Okay. We can do that.
What I want to do is possibly, what's your schedule like for the rest of the afternoon after 2 o'clock?
Right now I haven't scheduled anything.
After 3 o'clock. We may want to come back. I may want to talk about personnel with you, okay. Not from a... So no one gets nervous, not about layoffs, but I wanted to talk about what we're talking about when we have our employee salary number here. I want to explain that to you.
Okay.
About some specific individuals and stuff like that. Okay?
All right.
Ron, is that all right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to run this, go get this printed real fast. And then,
Carol.
Yeah,
Carol.
Why don't you follow me upstairs and go get this?
Thank you, Randy.
Thank you.
Let's stand in recess for just a few minutes. Lynn?
Okay.